Greetings and welcome to Digging Deeper with Kenneth Frank, where we uncover hidden gems of understanding in the Word of God.
Did you know that the internal inscribing of God's Word, that is, on the heart, is taught in the Old Testament? Some may think that this is exclusively a benefit of the New Covenant, Jeremiah 31:33. However, this digging deeper presents Old Testament examples in which God required His law to be inscribed internally on the heart, not just externally on stone. The Almighty has always wanted His people's motivation for obedience to come from within. Our focus verse is, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." Proverbs 3:3, King James Version throughout. God's teachings are to be imprinted deeply into the innermost being, so they never slip out of memory, as will be explained further in this study. The phrase, "the table of thine heart," appears only twice in the King James Bible, and both references are in the book of Proverbs. The other one is, "bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart," Proverbs 7:3. In both cases, the believer is instructed to bind something to their fingers or neck. In the case of Proverbs 3:3, it is mercy and truth. And in Proverbs 7:3, it is the commandments. The book of Proverbs is filled with moral instruction for righteous living. There are other scriptures of a similar nature that speak of God's instruction being written in the inner person, as opposed to being inscribed on stone, such as Deuteronomy 11:18-20, Proverbs 6:20-24, Jeremiah 31:33, 2 Corinthians 3:3, and Hebrews 10:16. It is vital for our understanding that Hebrew often employed figurative language for depicting ways to influence human behavior. Subheading, tables and hearts. The older English word table in our primary text denotes a tablet, such as a writing tablet. The pulpit commentary by H.D.M. Spence and Joseph S. Excel defines it, quote, "The table was the tablet expressly prepared for writing by being polished, corresponding to the writing tablet of Luke 1:63, which, however, was probably covered with wax. The inscription was made with the stylus. The same word is used of the tables of stone, on which the Ten Commandments were written with the finger of God." And allusion is in all probability here made to that fact. Exodus 31:18 and 34:28, end of quote. The NIV Cultural Background Study Bible provides additional historical background for this word. Quote, "In the ancient world, writing was often done on tablets. While in Mesopotamia, writing tablets were normally made of clay, in the Old Testament the term probably refers to wooden boards covered with wax, though the Ten Commandments were written on two stone tablets," Exodus 24:12. The metaphor of the heart as a tablet, not a tablet worn on a cord over the heart as some would have it, on which one writes the law, of course, points to the internalization of God's commands in one's life, so that not only one's actions, but also one's motives are pure. See also Proverbs 7:3, Jeremiah 31:33, end of quote. Joseph S. Excel's The Preacher's Complete Homiletical Commentary additionally explains, quote, "The tables were intended to be not a book only, but a type. An impress should be taken on our own hearts, that we may always have the will of God hidden within us," from Arnott, end of quote. As printing machine type leaves an impression on a sheet of paper, so God's word is to impress our minds. The pulpit commentary by H.D.M. Spence and Joseph S. Excel explains the word write, That is, inscribe them, mercy and truth, deeply there. Impress them thoroughly and indelibly upon thine heart, so that they may never be forgotten and may form the mainspring of your actions. The expression implies that the heart is to be the entire union with their dictates. End of quote. Subheading, a physical interpretation. Ellicott's commentary for English readers reveals how some misunderstood the command. Quote, these directions resemble the figurative orders with regard to the keeping of the law in Exodus 13:9 and Deuteronomy 6:8, the literal interpretation of which led to the use of prayer fillets or phylacteries among the Jews. Certain texts of Scripture were copied out, enclosed in a leather case, and tied at the time of prayer on the left arm and forehead. End of quote. This practice appears in the Gospels, relating to Jesus' rebuke of the Pharisees. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. Matthew 23:5. The word phylacteries appears only here in our Bible. The Biblical and Theological Dictionary by Richard Watson defines the word phylacteries as, quote, little scrolls of parchment in which are written certain sentences of a law, enclosed in leather cases and bound with thongs on the forehead and on the left arm. The command ought doubtless to be understood metaphorically as a charge to remember it, to meditate upon it, to have it, as it were, continually before their eyes, and to conduct their lives by it. As when Solomon says, concerning the commandments of God in general, bind them about thy neck, and write them upon the table of thy heart. Proverbs 3:1-3, and chapter 6, verse 21. End of quote. The Bible's figurative language was a colorful way for God to stress that his instruction was to be very much part of the worshiper's psyche, leading to observant behavior. Even some Israelites misunderstood this language genre. Subheading, the heart is the center. Proverbs 3:3 and 7:3 state that instruction was to be written on the heart, that is, the mind. The word heart was used multiple ways in Scripture, depending on the context. Definitions from three dictionaries will broaden our comprehension. Easton's Bible Dictionary notes, quote, according to the Bible, the heart is the center not only of spiritual activity, but of all the operations of human life. End of quote. The Bridgeway Bible Dictionary declares further, quote, both Old and New Testaments speak repeatedly of the heart as the center of a person's inner life. An examination of the hundreds of references to the heart in the Bible will show that the word is not limited in its meaning to one particular part of a person. End of quote. The Poor Man's Dictionary by Robert Hawker adds another aspect. Quote, the heart in all languages is considered as the leading principle of action and character. End of quote. The Holman KJV Study Bible clarifies what God intended. Quote, to write something on the heart is to internalize it so that it directs one's actions. Proverbs 1:1-4, Proverbs 6:20-24, Jeremiah 17:1, and 31:31-34, end of quote. Conversely, wrong attitudes can also be impressed on the heart, as the College Press Bible Study Textbook Series explains. Quote, the heart is like a table or tablet on which can be written either good, 2 Corinthians 3:3, or bad, Jeremiah 17:1. Jeremiah 17:1 declares that Judah's sin was inscribed on their hearts instead of God's law. The inscribing process, subheading. As has been stated, action displaying character flows from a correct spiritual mindset. The NIV Study Bible explains, quote, these instructions are metaphors for internalizing in the very center of one's being the character traits mentioned. Exodus 13:9, Deuteronomy 6:8-9, and notes. End of quote. Christians are building godly character. This is accomplished through meditation, reflection, and internalizing God's standards throughout the day. Joshua 1:8. Daily Bible study and prayer are part of this inscribing process. Bible memorization, Psalm 119, verse 11, is another method for keeping God's Word in our hearts, as explained by Gary Everett's Study Notes on the Holy Scriptures. Quote, "It is a full-time job of diligent effort to walk according to the Scriptures, so we must constantly keep Bible verses on our mind in order to walk in them." End of quote. What facilitates this is explained by the Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary. Quote, "The Spirit alone can enable us to write them on the table, that is, the tablet of the heart." Jeremiah 31:33, end of quote. By employing God's Spirit and rehearsing God's Scriptures throughout the day, Christians will respond obediently to God's instruction written on the tablets of their hearts.
This has been Digging Deeper with Kenneth Frank. To learn more about the Bible and living a godly life, go to Living Education at lcgeducation.org, sponsored by the Living Church of God.